Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. In the early morning hours of Thursday, the 18th of June, 2015, the Church of the Multiplication of Loaves and Fishes, located on the northwestern shores of the Sea of Galilee near Tabgha, suffered a serious arson attack. Thankfully, no one was seriously hurt, but the attack caused serious damage to the church constructed in the 1980s over the site of a 4th century church commemorating Jesus' wonderful miracle of feeding the 5,000 on the hills of the Sea of Galilee. The vandals also left a message on the church wall, spray-painted in Hebrew, which read, "Banish all false gods." When I heard this sad story, I immediately opened my Bible to Mark chapter 6, and I read the account of Jesus feeding the 5,000. I was struck by the fact that in verse 34, we are told that Jesus had compassion upon them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus, the good shepherd of Israel, had compassion and cared for the needs of the hungry multitude. And it was at this church, commemorating this compassionate miracle worked by Israel's good shepherd, that the attack took place, an attack to banish the worship of all false gods. But isn't this ironic? Jesus is not a false god, and the miracle demonstrates that. Let me try and illustrate this by comparing Psalm 23 to the account of Jesus feeding the 5,000, as recorded in Mark chapter 6. Psalm 23 begins with the familiar and cherished words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Yahweh is Israel's shepherd. But in Mark chapter 6, verse 34, we are told that Jesus had compassion upon them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. He had come to be their shepherd. In fact, he makes this clear in John chapter 10 when he specifically refers to himself as the Good Shepherd. Psalm 23 verse 2 continues, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." It is intriguing to note that Mark chapter 6 verse 39 notes that Jesus commanded the people to sit down in groups in the green grass. In this miracle, we see Jesus acting out the role of the Lord, who is the shepherd of his people Israel. Psalm 23 verse 2 continues, "He leads me beside the still waters." The miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 took place on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. And I do not think that it is an accident that the very next event recorded in Mark's Gospel is Jesus walking on the water to the disciples who are struggling in their boat, and then he calms the water and the wind and the waves. Mark chapter 6, verse 51. Jesus does what only God can do, create still waters. Psalm 23, verse 3 continues, "He restores my soul." Again, we see Jesus doing just that in this miracle. For Mark 6, 42 says that they all ate and were satisfied. The crowd was hungry, tired, and downtrodden. But after hearing the teaching of Jesus and eating the loaves and the fish miraculously multiplied by Jesus, they were satisfied and they were restored all the way to their souls. Psalm 23 verse 5 says, "You prepare a table before me." Along the shores of the Sea of Galilee, in the green grass, Jesus prepared for the lost ones of Israel what was to them a banquet. No longer did they have any wants, because Jesus had supplied them all. This group would really taste and see that the Lord was good. So the charge that worshiping Jesus is worshiping a false god is not true. Jesus certainly did not see it in that way. In fact, the feeding of the 5,000 is a wonderful demonstration of how Jesus lived out his calling to be God with us, the Word made flesh, the Lord who is Israel's and the world's shepherd. Jesus is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, because he has compassion upon his sheep who love to wander. But Jesus is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, because he has compassion for us, his sheep, who love to wander, because he laid down his life for us. Jesus is God, and he is also your compassionate shepherd. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, through that same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.